Now, let me move on. That is a great spiritual truth that is there. Verse 3, chapter 13 of Mark. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately. Now, Mark is always putting in a little something that we don't get elsewhere. Now, I didn't know it was these four men who actually were the delegation or the committee that waited on him with the questions. But here they are. And we have said before, this is Peter's gospel. So Peter lets Mark know that it was Peter and James and John and Andrew. They ask him privately, tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? And these are the only two questions that Mark has, but Matthew has the full questions, three of them. And Dr. Luke answers part of it, that is, when will one stone not be left on another? But the other two questions, what's the sign of the end of the age, and what is the sign of the coming of Christ, then both Mark and Matthew have that. Now, Matthew has it in a great deal more detail than we have it here. But we'll look at Mark's emphasis. Now, you must remember he's writing to the Romans, and he's going to call attention to that which reveals power, action, and that which is dramatic. And friends, there's a great deal of all of that right here. Now, let me read beginning now at verse 5. And Jesus answering them began to say, take heed lest any man deceive you. And that is the constant warning, a warning against false Christ. For many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, the warning against false Christ, somebody says, well, that's not pertinent today, is it? I think it's very pertinent right now. You know, there is a danger, and I didn't know just how to emphasize that, but it's a grave danger of being deceived right now about a false Christ. Somebody said, you don't mean it. I certainly do. Some may think that they're immune to this danger. Some of you listening to me. Let me say this to you. Did you know that the Christ of liberalism today is an antichrist, not the real Christ? You say, well, I thought they preached the Christ of the Bible. Oh, no, they don't. May I say to you, look at this for a moment. According to their statements, he was not virgin born. He never performed a miracle. He did not shed his blood on the cross for the sins of the world. He was not raised bodily from the grave. He did not ascend bodily into heaven. And he's not coming again bodily. May I say to you, the Jesus they preach is that kind of Jesus. And do you know that there's no Jesus like that in the Bible? The one in the Bible, why, he was virgin born. He performed miracles. He shed his blood for the sins of the world. He was raised bodily from the grave. He ascended into heaven. He's coming again. Now, that's what the Bible says. And the Bible, which contains the only documents of a historical nature concerning him, claims all these great cardinal facts of the faith. Evidently, the liberal is talking about another Christ, another Jesus. And any other Christ, friends, is antichrist. Listen to John in 1 John 2:18. Little children, it's the last time. And as ye have heard that antichrist shall come, even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it's the last time. There are a lot of antichrists. This is one of them I've called your attention to, and there are a lot of phonies around today that are claiming to be Christ. I understand a founder of a religion here in Southern California is claiming today that he can do what Christ could not do. One of the Beatles claimed that they were more popular than Christ and that they were able to do more than he was able to do for today. There are a lot of antichrists around. Our Lord did well to warn us about that.